I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Russia's president is determined to take over Ukraine, but that doesn't mean all Russian people share the same view. A ministry contact in Russia tells Transworld Radio, believers continue to meet and pray over the situation in Ukraine. TWR's Frank Stevenson.
They are not sitting in there in their own setting saying, hey, we can't do anything, we're not going to do anything. No, a lot of evangelicals there want to pray for peace.
Where they can, Russian Christians help refugees from Ukraine in practical ways, like providing food and shelter.
We often hear about the refugees that come to the European Union. However, there are a number of Russian speakers they have chosen, maybe because of the proximity of the borders, etc., to go to Russia for safety.
And please pray TWR's contacts can keep working in Belarus and Russia. Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent a wave of refugees out into Europe. Most have crossed the Polish border, and the people of Poland have greeted them with mountains of freely donated coats, strollers, and diapers. Refugees have found shelter in school gymnasiums or people's homes. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says they've already sent thousands of booklets to the area.
First off, we got an email from a ministry in California, and they sent humanitarian aid, and they've been packing up cartons and putting in booklets in. We sent them 4,000 booklets in Ukrainian and Russian. I got a call from a contact in Canada that says I have a contact in Poland. Will you send them 4,000 booklets? Get it to a contact in Poland.
Please pray these booklets will give people hope and point them to the love of Jesus for all people. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.